when you're like really, you know, double clicking on some things, you're listening to the Kathy Barnett Show. And so again, because again, this happened a couple of years ago, so it may have escaped many of you. Many of you are like, "Woo, I can breathe again." And so you've forgotten. But again, Governor Tom Wolf at the time used his unchecked emergency powers to impose some of the harshest COVID restrictions in the nation. And Josh Shapiro was nicknamed the muscle of Wolf's COVID regime. So Shapiro defended Wolf's order that closed Pennsylvania businesses for months, calling it, quote, a lawful exercise of the Commonwealth's police power, unquote. And in a May 2020 legal brief submitted to the United States Supreme Court, that's what he said. That's what he called it. And when a federal judge struck down Wolf's ordinance that prohibited citizens from gathering in groups in September of 2020, Shapiro filed a successful motion to have the ruling stayed, and eventually the gathering restriction were reinstated in October. And guys, I don't know if you remember this, but you and I had to go out and pass a constitutional amendment in May of 2021 to limit the governor's emergency powers to just 3 weeks and not indefinitely. And that is what ended the years-long mask mandate and other disease control restrictions. We had to go, I mean, it was a big ordeal. The money that was spent, the time that was spent of educating voters about these two constitutional amendments. And we had to pass a constitutional amendment to get the governor's foot off our throat. And now here comes Josh Shapiro saying, wait, 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 what we need to do is to reinstate that and one-up it, do even more. I mean, guys, you cannot make this up. And let me tell you, it's in action right now. Pennsylvania, Philadelphia Inquirer reported, Pennsylvania reports 2 measles deaths in Lancaster County. And they cited the deaths are the first associated with the highly contagious measles disease in Pennsylvania in 35 years and occurred amid a major measles outbreak that has stricken nearly 400 people this year in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, this was just, guys, in August 25th. So this isn't something that happened a long, 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 long time ago. This just happened that roughly, let me just find it here. I have so much and so little time. But apparently like 390 some Pennsylvanians contracted the highly contagious virus. I'm trying to find the exact number here. When I see it, I will let you know. I will say it. But nonetheless, Josh Shapiro, OMG, he and his whole crew went down to Lancaster County in front of the hospital. They did this major news presser, and he just went on and on. Remember what I said. This is about conditions. Let me read it to you again. Where is it? Oh, my goodness. So much. Here it is. This new proposal, 502-page proposal that was just unveiled August 8th of this year, of 2026, would allow the department to implement disease control measures not only for surveillance of a disease, but also for the prevention, containment, or mitigation of a disease, an infection, or a condition. And the word condition, they just added that because it's whatever condition they call it, right? If they want to call something a condition, even a mental health condition, it's a condition. And now he wants unprecedented power to be able to, what did I say? To prevent it, to contain it, to mitigate it. And what do they mean by mitigating? What do they mean by containing, putting people inside of a cage? I don't know. They didn't provide a whole lot of clarity, right? But it's interesting because right after this came out, Josh Shapiro, they went down to Lancaster General Health Women and Babies Hospital, and they was like, oh my God, oh my God, someone has died from measles. It's a pandemic. They did not use the word pandemic, but there's this outbreak. Measles-associated death. There's an outbreak. We have an issue on our hand. And they start off with the obvious, we hope and we pray that those deaths will be the last, Shapiro said. This illness and death from measles is completely preventable. He urged Pennsylvanians to go get vaccinated against the disease. State officials would not provide additional details about the two people who died. Initially, they were saying they died as a result of measles. They died from measles is what they said. Most cases resolve after mild illness, but then they're that. Pennsylvania has reported the third highest number of measles cases. And remember I said in that 502-page document, I just put in the word measles and it was over 110 instances where the word measles is in that 502-page power grab. And here he says, he said, I will be very, very blunt with him. And I made very clear that his action and his rhetoric. Okay. So that initially came out. And then you had the Department of Health came out and confirmed two measles. So now they're changing it to, they went from two people died from measles to two people died from measles associated death. And so the Department of Health confirmed that these two people died from measles initially because measles was largely eliminated in the Commonwealth for more than three decades. People are not familiar with this disease and don't fully understand the potential severity of the illness. We want to ensure every Pennsylvanian has the information they need to protect themselves, their loved ones, and their communities. As a physician, I want to make sure that people understand that the MMR vaccine is safe and provides the best protection we have against measles. They go on, confirmed both individuals were unvaccinated residents of Lancaster County. Yes, so the Department of Health here in Pennsylvania has confirmed 393 cases in 28 counties thus far in 2026. So that's what they initially said. Then it came out, the coroner got involved. The coroner from Lancaster County, because when a death occurs, it is mandatory that is reported. Oh my goodness, where is it? I just highlighted it a few moments ago. But the coroner came out and said, wait a minute, this is news to me. No one has reported such a thing. So the State Department of Health only confirmed information about the newborn's death. So two people died. One was a newborn. And they said, oh, both people were unvaccinated. Well, one was just born. Like literally, as soon as the baby head pops out, you got to start vaccinating. So you can see where it's not really forthcoming, right? But Lancaster County Coroner came out, and the Lancaster County Coroner and physician Stephen Diamantani said the cause of death was not from the measles. The newborn died shortly after birth from a laceration of the spleen, although measles antibodies were present in postmortem testing. So remember when no one died from the flu during 2020, 2021, 2022, all of a sudden people only died from COVID? Remember when accidents, like no one was dying from an accident, but instead if they were tested postmortem and they had COVID antibodies, then they died magically from COVID and not car accident? Yes, there were real cases like that. Google it on your own time. So here we have a newborn child who came out of the womb, suffered, unfortunately, from a lacerated spleen, died. Postmortem testing found measles antibodies. Josh Shapiro runs down, does a presser and say, OMG, we have a situation on our hand. People are dying from measles. They go on to change it later on because now there's a spat on social media with RFK Jr. and the coroner getting involved RFK Jr. saying Governor Shapiro unseemingly rushed to Lancaster County to convene a national press conference, and his giddy delight in announcing two measles deaths was a morose commentary on the contemporary political dialogue. Essentially, he's weaponizing, Shapiro weaponized the two measles deaths. But then Secretary Kennedy goes on to say, the performance was a replay of the Democrats' COVID playbook. Fear-mongering, misinformation, finger-pointing, and the weaponization of infectious disease fears for political gain. The announcement appears to have been premature, and the death may even have been altogether fabricated by one of the governor's hopeful staffers. The Lancaster County coroner says that it has no record of any measles death. State law requires that all measles death be reported to the coroner. Governor Shapiro shattered tradition and violated standard public health policy by refusing to share information with the county health department or the CDC. Why would Governor Shapiro not follow the tradition and not violate standard public health policy? Why would he violate that and by refusing to share the information on the measles death and provide that information to the coroner? And then I guess what he didn't expect was the coroner to come out and say, I have received no such information about anyone dying from measles. And then we have the commissioner from Lancaster County coming out and saying, let's be clear. When the governor comes into our county and holds a press conference with PA Department of Health and Penn Medicine, Lancaster General Health and states, there were two measles associated deaths here with the underlying assertion that the two people died from measles. That announcement sets off numerous media reports uncritically repeating that two people died from measles in Lancaster County. And Lancaster County elected officials then get questions about this. Asking questions is not pro-measles. I want you guys to hear this. Asking questions is not pro-measles. Ask for information that should have been provided at press conference is not anti-science. These government officials, elected or not, are not God. And we should be very careful about who we give that kind of power over. Have you learned nothing from 2020, 2021, 2022? Because they are here again, and they are betting that you've learned nothing. Okay? You've been listening to The Kathy Barnett Show. As I always say, don't forget to think. Bless you.
Follow Kathy Barnett online at Kathy for Truth on YouTube, Instagram, and X.